welcome. My name is Mason, and this is Mace on Movies, and I'm here today to give my review of Free Guy, which came out over this past weekend on August 13th in theaters only. And it was intended to come out last year, but because of COVID-19 was delayed until this year. And I believe it is the final property from the Fox-Disney merger that had been in development by Fox and then maybe taken over by Disney before its release. So, and that does actually play into a bit of the events that happen within this film, some little tidbits that get dropped in, little surprise moments that get dropped into the film, I think due to that merger. So that was some fun to see. But before I get into all of that, I will mention that this was directed by Shawn Levy and was obviously starring Ryan Reynolds as Guy, who is a non-playable character in a video game called Free City. And it also features Jodie Comer, or Comer if you're fancy, as Millie, who is one of the people who are playing this game. And it follows Guy as he is a non-playable character and kind of finds himself repeating the same loop over and over and over again, being, you know, getting the same coffee every morning, being held hostage in a bank every day, multiple times a day. And he starts to wonder, you know, is there anything else out there? Like, what would life be like if we decided to do something differently? And he also talks about, you know, his dream girl. And when he comes across Millie, she kind of represents that dream girl that creates some change in his life. And the film follows him on his journey of change and progress and other things that I will not spoil, as this is a non-spoiler review, but it does follow his journey to break out of his designed loop and find his own free will to truly become a free guy. So that is the basic premise of this film. In addition to Ryan Reynolds and Jodie Comer, we've also got Lil Ray Howery as Guy's friend Buddy. We've got Utkarsh Ambedkar as Mouser. We got Joe Keery as Keys, and Taika Waititi as Antoine. Pretty great cast. It's great to see Joe Keery in something outside of Stranger Things. It's great to see him in a film. I'm guessing that, you know, if this film had come out last year, he might have a bit more momentum coming out of Stranger Things and into this film, although he's still part of Stranger Things. But it was great to see him in another role. I think he does a great job in this film. The whole cast is really excellent. And what I was most surprised about with this film was not the excellence of the cast, but just the excellence of the story and the way that it's told. Because it really does, as a lot of people have mentioned in their own reviews, this film really does have kind of a sweetness to it and an optimism about it. And I love the way that Ryan Reynolds plays this character who's kind of bright-eyed and optimistic and hopeful. There's not really any hint of sarcasm or duplicity in him. He really, like, it's so amazing to me how Ryan Reynolds can play a character like Deadpool, who is full of snark, you know, full of like this raunchy humor, you know, the merc with a mouth, and then to transition to a character like Guy, who is so innocent and so fresh, and he plays it in a way that is just as believable as when he plays a character like Deadpool. So I really thought that Ryan Reynolds' performance is really what this whole movie hinges upon, because you have to believe in kind of the innocence, in the optimism of Guy to really be invested in this story. So you have to give a lot of credit to Ryan Reynolds in this performance. But it's also great to see Jodie Comer as Millie, because, you know, she is most famous for her role in the TV show Killing Eve, which, if you haven't seen, is fantastic. I think it's done three seasons now, and it really is a fantastic show. And she is amazing in it as this female assassin. And, you know, so we're used to seeing kind of a dark, violent side of Jodie Comer, and to see her play a totally different character in this film as Millie, and to have her be more of a protagonist, to be more of a, you know, there is some romantic interest, some very wholesome romantic interest between Guy and Millie, and within the video game reality. And so to see just a different side of what she's able to do as an actress, as a performer, I thought that that was really interesting. And this film also, you know, in addition to its amazing primary cast, also manages to sneak in a lot of cameos from video game streamers, Ninja being one of them. But, you know, there's a lot that I am not someone who follows video game streams. I'm not on Twitch. I don't see any of these things. So the only one that I recognized due to his exposure was Ninja. But I could understand that there were other legitimate gamers and streamers that were featured here. And I do have the list. So, there's Jacksepticeye, Ninja, Pokimane, I don't know how to pronounce that one, sorry. Dan TDM and Laserbeam are in there, as themselves. So I thought that that was really interesting. There's also some celebrity cameos that I will not spoil because I think that they are super fun in kind of their shock factor, in their surprise factor. So, you don't really have to keep an eye out for them. They are very obvious in their reveal, but there are some great cameos in this film. And like I said, some great kind of side benefits of Fox, now Searchlight Pictures, 20th Century Studios, sorry, is now what they are, under Disney, to see kind of the things that they're able to do being under the Disney umbrella, the things they're able to sneak into the film because they own a wide variety of IP. I thought it was fun to see that, although I could see how it would also be a little bit off-putting, feel a little bit cheap, feel like Disney just doing what they wanted, doing whatever they can because they're Disney. So I could see it coming off as a bit cheap or a bit product placement-y or IP flashy, as this movie does joke a lot about IP and sequels and things like that. So whether you consider it kind of self-referential or self-parody, I think it added a fun element to the film. So you'll definitely see that. Elsewhere in the film, in terms of negatives, I didn't really have a lot that I didn't like about this film. I'm pretty positive on it overall. But I will say that the story puts a lot of things, kind of throws a lot of things up in the air, puts a lot of different storylines out there. And this is one of those films where I think you can be satisfied in the fact that by the end of the film, they do tie up and resolve everything that they've set up within the film. However, when it comes to actually executing that resolution, that's where the third act gets a little bit messy, a little bit disjointed, a little bit like there's too much kind of happening at the end, and it's not executed in the smoothest fashion. So the pacing of the third act and the way that they resolve different storylines can feel a little bit like things are being tacked on top of each other, almost in like a Lord of the Rings, Return of the King style ending where it's like, oh, we're ending. Oh, wait, no, now we're ending. Oh, wait, no, now we're ending. It kind of felt like that, where you could see like, okay, now they're tying up this story thread. Okay, now they're tying up this story thread. Okay, now they're tying up this story thread. I think that opinions may vary, feelings may vary on how satisfied you are with the way that they resolve the different storylines that are happening. I was satisfied with most of them. There was only one focus of the film that I was unsatisfied with, and it actually revolved around Taika Waititi's character of Antoine, because I think that Taika Waititi has a very specific brand of humor that I think either works for you or not. And so I feel like a lot of, when you get comedians working together like Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi, I think that there's bound to be a lot of improvisation. You're going to get multiple takes. They're going to be doing kind of take after take after take, trying different things, improvising different lines. That's where you get like blooper reels from and things like that. And so I think that there was a lot of improvisation happening with Taika. And I think that a lot of his lines, a lot of his humor, a lot of his delivery worked. But there were some parts of his character that just felt a little bit off, felt a little bit generic or stereotypy. And I was just like, eh, like, I think that, you know, and I love Taika. Like, I enjoy him as Korg. I enjoy him as a director in the films that he's done. I enjoy him in Jojo Rabbit. I enjoy him in What We Do in the Shadows. Like, you know, he is fantastic. I have no issue. But I think that this role wasn't a perfect fit for him. And I think that in some of his like improvisation or whatever lines he was throwing in, there was one specifically that I was like, ah, that was like, most of the humor was working, but there was one where he went like one step too far in the jokiness of his character. And I was like, eh, I didn't really like care for that joke or that delivery. And also just the way that he presents himself as a villain. I know that he's kind of like not to be taken seriously. He is like an over the top kind of man-child kind of character. But I felt like there was just something that didn't quite work for me in his portrayal of that character. So surprisingly enough, my biggest issue in this film was Taika Waititi's performance of all things, which is surprising because I usually love him. But I just like that character of Antoine didn't totally work for me. And I felt like, I don't know if it was in the writing or in his what he brought to the performance, but it just wasn't a winner for me. However, I think that, like I said before, Ryan Reynolds, of course, is great. Jodie Comer's great. Lil Ray Howery is great. But I think that, and Utkarsh is great as Mouser as well. But I think that Joe Keery as Keys brought so much heart and sincerity to this film. It really surprised me what he brought to the film. And I really enjoyed his performance. I thought that he was excellent in this film as well. I don't know if he's doing much different than what he does as Steve in Stranger Things. I think that he kind of brings some of the same things to his character in this film that he brings not when he's like season one Steve, but like season three Steve. I think that he brings a lot of that to the film as well. Just a good-heartedness to his character. So I really enjoyed Joe Keery's performance in this as well. So overall, I think that this film is really solid. Like I said, some third act stuff, some villain stuff that didn't totally work for me. But I think just the pleasant surprise of such a sweet and hopeful and optimistic film with such a good heart at the center, I think it's just so refreshing. I think we can deal with a lot of pessimism, a lot of negativity in the world right now as it stands with various things that are happening in different countries and around the world. I just think that whenever a film comes along, and I mentioned this with Luca when that came out, that is just so sweet and is just so satisfying, so positive. I think that it's so refreshing and it's so needed. So I think we needed a movie like Free Guy in the marketplace to kind of refresh us, to make us feel hopeful again. So I really enjoyed it. Even though it is something as silly as something about, you know, video games and you know, alternate realities and things like that. Like, I just think that, you know, the way that this film talks about what is real and the way this film approaches the idea of love, I think that it just approaches them in such a sweet and honest way that this was such an enjoyable, such a special film. And you know, we were walking out, I saw it in the theater with my wife. And as we were walking out, she was like, it was a feel good movie. And I think that is the perfect way to sum up this film. It's just a feel good movie. So I'd really encourage it. If that's what you're looking for right now, if that's what you feel like you need right now, and it's safe for you to go to a theater, I really would strongly encourage you to check out Free Guy when you're able to. If they make it, you know, if it pops up as a, you know, early rental on Amazon or on Apple or something like that, and you want to watch it from home, I definitely encourage you guys to put the money out for this, to support this film, because I think that it really was special. A big part of this film is about creating something unique, and you know, obviously they violate this in some of their cameos and placements of things, but this film really is about, you know, creating something new, creating something original, and not just relying on IP and sequels and things like that. So to see an original film like this, I want to support it. I wanted to see it supported, even though it is owned by the biggest company and studio of all time. I want to support films like this that try something new, to do something original. And so even though, you know, it's not an indie, it's not unknowns, it's big celebrities, it's big names in a big budget film. But I think that these big budget, unique ideas should be supported. So definitely check this one out. You know, I'd give it like 8 out of 10. That'd probably be, if I had to give it a score out of 10, I don't always do this, but I give it like an 8 out of 10 for me. Like, that's where it's at for me personally. So that's going to wrap up my thoughts on Free Guy. I hope that you guys will check it out. If you have seen it, I would love to hear what you thought about it. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @MaceOnMovies and let me know what you thought there. You can also, if you're enjoying this review, you can check out the rest of the podcast, different series and reviews that I'm doing on there. Hit the subscribe button. You can leave a comment, leave a rating, share it with your friends and family. All of that would be awesome. But thanks so much for taking the time to listen to this review. I hope that wherever you are, you're doing well physically and mentally. I hope that you are in a good place, that you're taking care of yourself. And I hope that we will remember to be kind to one another. Thanks, everybody.